If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Made a boo-boo.
In your pants?
No, my face.
Oh, I see that.
Every time I shave, I go, yeah, I'll try to shave. Maybe it'll be different.
It really don't look as bad as you think it looks.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Because I look in the mirror and I shake my head and I go, why couldn't Karen have banged a man with a chin?
I know.
That would have really helped me out.
It's okay.
It stinks.
Look, don't doo-doo on Timmy. Tim's a good guy.
He didn't even give me good facial hair, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have a chin, then you can grow a beard. I can't even do that.
Yeah.
It just gets to a certain length, and it's patchy, and it just stops.
Yeah, mine's not as good as I'd like it to be either. It grows all weird and stuff. I hate it. It's fine.
It's a no-win situation.
Look, I have three chins. You want one of mine?
Yeah, I'll take some.
Fine.
I'll jam it in there.
727-579-1025-800-771-1025. You'd like to join us tonight. It's Throwback Thursday. We have a lot of big stories coming up. What the hell news? And some other stuff, too. Also, hit us up on social media. We have a lot of good tweets coming in lately. Instagram. I'd like to see some more follows on Instagram. Look, I'm not trying to sound thirsty, but I think everybody knows.
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
On Instagram, you can follow and enjoy our Instagram post on Johnny B. Tampa is my Instagram. That guy over there is home_made_man. And, of course, the show is The Johnny B. Show. I promise we'll be more active on Instagram, too. And don't forget Twitter @JohnnyBComedy, @JohnnyBShow, @home_made_man. Keep tweeting at us throughout the evening. #bholes, #fatasses. That's what our listeners call themselves. And we will pick a top tweet in the third hour. And Facebook.com/TheJohnnyBShow. So get that in there too. We'll get to the big stories of the day in about 1 second. Big stories of the day, baby. I like we got some good stuff in the news today. It's not all doom and gloom all the time. It's nice when we have something that we could smile about. Right now, and I strongly recommend you watch it on mute while you're listening to this show. I would never encourage you to leave. Unless you're watching Bone TV and you're enjoying watching our very handsome faces in HD. Go to theboneonline.com or go download the Bone app on anything that you watch apps on. And you can see us on Bone TV for free. Hello. Waving at you. You'll see that in 30 seconds. But right now, there's a baseball game going on.
I know. So exciting.
Opening day. I watched the first couple of innings before I headed over. And you know what? Like, it's a little weird not having a crowd there. But it wasn't bad. They have the artificial kind of crowd noise, and it's not hokey. It's just like a hum.
Yeah.
That's kind of going on.
Now, is that just on air, or is that...
No, they're playing over the stadium speakers.
Oh, they're playing in the stadium speakers.
So the players kind of get the feel for it, too.
Gotcha.
And they still have the organs playing and the walk-up music. Mm-hmm. So it's not like dead silence.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Yankees and the Nationals are playing right now. Scherzer versus Cole. And I think it was 3-1 last I checked. The Yankees were up. Juan Carlos, whatever his name is, they got from the Marlins.
Yeah.
He hit a two-run homer in the first inning. It was like, ugh, crushed it. And it was so weird. They just showed the ball sitting there, like, on the concrete in the outfield. They're like, somebody will go get that probably after the game. It's like, instead of seeing, like, three or four kids trying to tackle the ball, it was very strange.
There. Yeah, it's weird.
But you know what? I think they're gonna do the best they can with it. So I don't know. It's still kind of exciting. You know, we got hockey coming back next week. Basketball's coming back next week, and training camps. Football.
Guess who showed up today?
I saw
the One Buck Place.
I saw they used helicopter fuel just to show him walking into the Advent Training Center to get his first COVID test. Tommy Brady. Tampa Bay's newest Buccaneer. showed up today to get his COVID test. Not happy. Tom Brady's not happy.
I
understand why. He says that he still doesn't think that they got their crap together. They still haven't worked out what's going to happen if the season is shortened because of COVID-19, what the pay is going to be, are they going to prorate the contracts. They really haven't even figured all that out yet.
Figure it out. Give them some time, Tom.
I know. I think
they're working on it. No preseason games, right?
They're still saying maybe one now.
Oh, maybe one.
Yeah. So I don't know. They really need to get their ducks in a row, though. Like, get it taken care of. That way the players aren't like, hey, what the hell's going on around here? You know, and the NFL is all like,
it's a very difficult situation.
I go, yeah, I know, but still, you got to figure it out.
Yeah.
It sucks, but they're trying. So we'll see. Roll the punches, man. It's a crazy, crazy year. COVID-19, now that we're talking about it, I know we never really mention it on the show, and I feel horrible. Every time I get in my car at the end of the night, I go, damn, we forgot to talk about COVID. And it's, you know, it's kind of a big deal right now for the last, I don't know, 185 days or so. The numbers almost look identical every single day for Florida. I mean, the deaths were way up, but like you said, sometimes those get piled up and, you know, they don't release them, you know, as they're dying. You know, sometimes it takes a while, up to a month to get the counts in. But today, 173 deaths, which is a record for Florida. Right around 10,000 cases again. Positivity rate still hanging around 13%. It's like we're just kind of moving right along. And I know a lot of it is Miami and Dade, but Hillsborough County still putting out the numbers.
Yeah, not great.
No. So, try to stay safe, friends. You know? Try. Do what you can. I had a guy today. I was like, hey, man, you do me a favor and just pull that mask up, you know, at the poker room? Mm. Like, and let me say this. Almost everybody is perfect about it. And there was a learning curve. At first, when we first opened the poker room, like, you couldn't, like, people were wearing them, like, wrong or not wearing them, everything else. Most people are doing it really, really well now. I'm very proud of the people coming in there. And, of course, the poker room itself, you know, most people are really, like, making sure that everybody's wearing their mask. And, you know, it's a city mandate in Sarasota, but it's also to make everybody feel comfortable. It's just the right thing to do, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this guy kept pulling it down. I go, never seen the guy before. And I go, hey, buddy, you do me a favor and just kind of leave that mask up on your nose, man. It's mandatory. And he goes, explain mandatory. And I go, well. Okay. And then I just paused and I kind of gave him a look and like the whole table was like, oh no.
Explain mandatory.
Don't. Why'd you say that to Johnny? Why? And I was like, well, you know, by definition.
Yeah.
It means
you have to.
You have to. And he goes, yeah, I don't agree with that. And I go,
okay. Well, then I go, bye.
That's what I said. I go, well, it's really not up for debate, friend. You know, like I'm not trying to argue with you. This is, you either do it or you.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not gonna deal you in.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Like,
did he do it?
Yeah, he did it. But then he was really pissy about it. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Like, you know, what do you want? Like, I know,
and it is weird, like putting myself in his shoes, like having another man tell you what to do.
But I was friendly about it.
I know.
You know.
I totally. You're right. You're not wrong.
Right.
I'm saying you're right. It's just the whole thing.
I mean, I would be up in arms if the person had told me was like a dick. You know, the person like, hey, bro, put that damn mask on. You're gonna kill one of these old people. You know, that would be wrong. You know.
Yeah. It's just funny. I was talking to a friend about this. I might even talked about this with you, and it might have even been on air.
Maybe.
But we were. I was talking about how like I hate. Both, like the people right, like, we did. I'm not going to wear it.
Yeah, we talked about it, and I feel the same way as you.
And I also hate that people are like, wear your mask.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, I see people all the time that I know are wearing their mask improperly to be defiant, and I know they're not wearing it just to be a dick. And I don't say a word to them, but in my head, I'm like thinking bad things. But I'm not going to be a damn grocery store Karen. I'm just not going to do it, even though I think you're a douche, you know? And at the same time, you know, I'm the other side of the coin. It's like, you know, it's, yeah, I'm right there with you. To be one extreme or the other, it's like, come on, man. It would be nice if everybody just kind of considered their fellow man and fellow woman when they did everything in life. You know, yeah. Would it be nice?
But then, I mean, you understand, too, that these people, they do their own research, some of them.
On Facebook?
And that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Facebook or whatever. And then they find something that says, oh, actually, the mask is not helpful.
Okay.
I found this article from this doctor.
Yeah.
And you can find, you know, you can find, just because they're a doctor doesn't mean they're always right.
You'll find
doctors
somebody that supports your narrative.
Sure. If you look hard enough.
Every
absolutely.
Time.
Yeah.
And you know, and I said something to somebody a couple days ago about that, too. They said, well, I know this and I know that and I know that. And I said, look, I'm not here to debate science with you. We have a rule and that's it. Like, you may be right, but you still have to have that mask on. So mm-hmm.
There has to be, like, just like anything, like, I guess you have to roll with what the majority of experts say in something like this. And I think the majority are saying that the mask, you should wear the mask.
Almost every scientist says
but
that.
But you can find some doctors that are saying, no, it's you shouldn't.
Right, but those know. Are dumb doctors that are supporting their narrative,
I mean,
usually.
They're not dumb. They're
I don't
doctors.
Mean dumb.
They're smart. They're trained in these
But they're
fields.
Putting their politics over their science.
But potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially. I mean, there's probably some that don't think they're doing that. And I don't know.
Motives are. I don't even think that the masks are that effective. Like cloth masks, I've seen reports to where they're only 20% effective.
But 20%. It's still 20. And I guess it's still 20%.
But if somebody told you, hey, if you take this vitamin, you're 20%. More protective towards COVID-19. You take the damn vitamin.
Sure.
It's just, you know. Yeah.
And I mean, the masks, they suck. They're uncomfortable. They fog your glasses
up. I'm getting used to it. It's not that bad.
I'm just getting used to not going anywhere. It's great. Frankly, I think I could live the rest of my life like this.
I mean, I got to wear it all day long at the day job.
And
And sometimes it does suck because, like, my glasses will fog up a little bit or whatever. But overall, like, I don't even realize I'm wearing it anymore. Like, it's all right, you know?
You get used to it, I'm sure, just like anything. I hate wearing them. The only time I wear it is if going in a grocery store. That's the only place I go.
That's fine.
Or to pick up takeout.
That's fine, yeah.
That's it.
Either way, so speaking of being wishy-washy on the mask rule and Major League Baseball opening, did you see the first pitch, obviously?
I did.
Yeah.
Not great.
That was pretty bad.
Not so great. Dr. Fauci threw out the first pitch of the season. I would say good.
Look.
I would say pretty bad.
He came out today. He was on a show, and he said that he doesn't believe we'll ever eradicate COVID-19.
Yeah.
And it really scared me until I saw his first pitch. And I'm like, well, his credibility is Yeah, how about you get it over the plate, and then I'll start listening to your advice. How about that, Doc?
You better stick to the books, nerd. You're not good at it.
You suck,
bro. I mean, it was pretty pathetic. I think it's up there with one of the worst of all time.
Look, and I tweeted this out. He was wearing a mask when he threw it. Maybe try to throw it without the mask.
Maybe get a different arm and brain and body. It wasn't. Yeah, I'm gonna put it on the Johnny B Show page. You can watch it for yourself if you did not see it. It's definitely funny, and I felt bad for him. That's gotta be. You wanna do well in that situation. You don't want to be on a highlight reel of
just get it close to the plate.
I mean, and it wasn't even close. It's gonna go on one of those top 10 worst.
Ooh.
I don't know where he ranks in the worst, but I mean, he's probably like 9 or 10.
Do you have video of you throwing out the first pitch last year?
I think so, somewhere.
Should do side by side of you and Fauci would be funny.
Yeah, I mean, I was way better than he was. Yeah. I didn't do great. I didn't do as good as I thought I was gonna do, but I made it.
In case
almost.
you weren't wondering, last year, I sang the national anthem and Will threw out the first pitch for Tampa Bay Yankees. Well, no, they're Yankees. Are they the Tarpons? Yeah, they're Tampa Tarpons.
Yeah.
That's right. It was really nice. We broadcasted from the stadium, and they really treated us awesome. Unlike almost everybody else in media, they treated us like a real show, which I thought was really, really nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
You know, I showed up, had a hat and a jersey. I felt like 7 years of radio was like for something, which is really, really nice. So thank you again to the Tampa Tarpons. And my heart is still broken that you guys aren't playing baseball this year. And I really hate COVID-19. I hate it so much. Like, I have a hatred for a disease. Like, I should hate obesity more since I've been dealing with it for 40-something years. But really, You know, obesity's never stopped baseball season, you know, or it's never, you know, crippled the entertainment industry and everything else. It sucks. This is brutal. It's brutal. I know.
No fun.
I know.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.